Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week. And in the third Aliyah of Parshat Bamidbar, we have 34 psukim. This Aliyah describes the formation with which B'nai Israel is to travel in the desert. The Mishkan was at the center with the Shvatim divided into four groups around the Mishkan. Each group had their unique flag, their own flag, their own area, their own responsibility. Yehuda with Issachar and Zevulun were to be on the east, Reuven with Shimon and Gad on the south, Ephraim with Menashe and Binyamin on the west, and Dan with Asher and Naphtali on the north side of the encampment. If we go back to the very beginning of our parsha, the Torah tells us that the division of Shvatim by flags and by marching orders happened, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Be'echad Lachodesh Hasheni, Bashana Hashenit, Letzeitam Mimitzrayim. That this division of Shvatim by flags happened on the first day of the second month of the second year since B'nai Israel left Mitzrayim. The second year since B'nai Israel left Mitzrayim. A whole year and a month has passed since Yitziat Mitzrayim. And we have to ask the question, what took so long? Why didn't they split the flags up and the walking formations right after leaving Egypt? Why didn't Hashem command Parshat Bamidbar, so to speak, to happen right after Yitziat Mitzrayim? I saw a beautiful, beautiful answer by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. He died in 1986. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vidas. He asks this question and answers beautifully in his Sefer on the Chumash called Emes LeYaakov, and he says the following. He says, Mikevan shehaya lekulam merkaz echad, v'hainu hamishkan. I'm skipping a little bit. Kol zman shelo hukam hamishkan, lo haya adayin merkaz ruchani. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that B'nai Israel, the division of B'nai Israel by flags and where they're supposed to walk and where they're supposed to camp, has the very strong potential of creating division in Klal Yisrael. He calls it Pirud Halevavot, so to speak, the division of hearts. Every flag had a unique color and a unique symbol, and it said that each flag and each shevet was different. And the census that we read about in yesterday's Aliyah means that everybody is different. Everybody is separated. And says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that can be a very, very dangerous thing. That cannot be the very first thing that happens to B'nai Yisrael after they leave Mitzrayim. First, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, we have to create the Mishkan. The Mishkan and everybody surrounds the Mishkan. Once everybody has a common purpose, a common goal, a center of the nation, both literally and figuratively, once that happens, once we've built the Mishkan, learned about the Mishkan, learned how to work in the Mishkan, then we can highlight our differences. Then and only then can we accentuate our separation. That's very fine and very beautiful that each one of us is different. It's beautiful. It's necessary that each one of us, each person, each family, each shevet has a different job, a different role. It's beautiful and necessary, but it's only beautiful and it's only necessary once we've first seen the Mishkan. And in fact, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky brings a very simple mashal. He says, imagine, for example, you have on your body, you have ears and you have eyes. Is it now the ears have one very important job? The eyes have their own crucial job. But it's crazy. It's ridiculous to say, wait a second, there's distinction. The eyes think the ears are less important. The ears think the eyes are less important. That's ridiculous. Why is it ridiculous? Because they both belong to the same body. They're both working towards the same goal. Sure, the eyes have a unique role. Sure, the ears have a unique role. And they're allowed to, and they should, and they must. But only after they recognize they're part of one body. And the same is true with B'nai Israel. Each one of us should, each one of us must have a unique role, but only after we recognize that the Mishkan is in the center, the Mikdash is in the center. Once that's done, fine, let's look at the flags, let's look at the divisions, but first let's focus on the Mishkan. Have an amazing day, everyone.